Okay, let's get to work.
Could
be 8th grade in Yeshiva
Yeah.
So is
mine.
Yeah, probably
be
the same
class.
Right, so
we will cuss you?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Rabbi Isai, Mori Naim Parshas Naso. So, the Mori Naim says here that Naso is Reish Bnei Gershom Gam Heim the base of his son, the Mishpachaisim. So the Moranayim explains what it means, Naso, to lift them up. Because it says in the Torah, Uladav Kaba. It says in the Torah, in Devarim, that you should cling and stick to the Rabbi Shalom. How is a child to stick to the Rabbi Shalom? The Rabbi Shalom is an Eish Oichla. Hashem is a fire, a consuming fire. Not only that, the Rabbi Shalom is Eisha Ochla Kol Eishan Dalma. The fire of Hashem consumes every fire in the world. So how can the boss of Adam be Davik Vashem? The answer is to be Davik in the Midas of the Rabbi Shalom. Mahu Racham of Hatar Racham. You Davik in the traits, the character traits of Hashem, so to speak. Hashem has great mercy, we should have great mercy. But what does that mean? To be Davik in Hashem's Midas. The Teretz is Zogt Moinayim that the Rabbi Shalom gave us the Torah for this very reason. Hashem wants us to be Dovek in Him, to stick to Him, to be glued to Him, to be bonded to Him, to be united with Him. But the Rabbi Shalom has no limit, He has no Gvul. Hashem has no boundaries, Hashem has no end. Hashem is unlimited. And Hashem has no beginning, He has no end. So how can a mensch who has limitations and a boundary be davening in Hashem who has no end? A mensch is mitzumtzum. And the answer is that Hashem made it, He invented, so to speak, a gewaltig invention. And the invention is called one size fits all. It's called Torah. So the Torah on the one hand is beligvul, right? L'chol tich l'risi keitz r'chovim etzvaskam yayit. Everything in the world I see an end. Torah has no end. But on the other hand, the Torah fits into the human mind and the human heart. So on the one end, the Torah fits human beings who are limited. On the other end, the Torah has no limits. And the Torah is the makasha between limited man and the unlimited Rabbi Shalom. Simple. That's why you have to learn Torah. So sometimes it might seem strange. You tell people, well, I want to sit and learn, I want to sit and learn. Oh, my husband's sitting and learning. Oh, my kids are sitting and learning. What's this big deal about sitting and learning? Sitting and learning, 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 learning. Learning is not just about learning. That's what learning is about, being Davik Bashem. Without Torah, this doesn't click. It just doesn't go. So someone was telling me, one of your neighbors never has a child, is very sick. The whole immune system is all messed up. You know, we don't even appreciate we have an immune system. And part of the Bechlal, not just the immune system, this child was born that the different kinds of cells in this young lady's body don't fit in one with the other. Our body is an unbelievable puzzle, and it fits in. Different cells fit in with each other, everything is good. But if your cells aren't compatible, everything starts falling apart. And you start mamash, internal bleeding, external bleeding, everything, your whole immune system, your body eats itself up. He sends the rogue signals. I can't even describe to you, the father's describing me all the details of his daughter's sickness. The bottom line is, we have to be compatible. The body, everything has to fit in. This child, Nebuch, is missing F is something. They never saw such a thing. It's one of the rarest cases that things just don't fit. So the whole thing is falling apart. The Rabbi Shalom made it that we fit into this world, but He wants us to fit in with Him. There's really no shaykhus with the Rabbi Shalom. How do you do it? Torah is this magic that it has, on the one side it has no end, the other side it's something that you can take in tiny drops, and when you learn Torah, a klein de mensch can be davik in the endless Rabbi Shalom. As I said, they're very partial. And the way it is, and the actual transfer, the actual connect point between the mensch and the Torah and the Rabbi Shalom is the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and the Dreshes Bem. There's a Zohar that the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and the Dreshes Bem, the 13 intellectual laws of how you approach the understanding of Torah, are complementing the 13 midas of Rachman, of the Rabbi Shalom. So the more we apply the Yud Gimel Midas of Shatari and the Dreshes, Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatari and the Dreshes, the more we apply those Yud Gimel Midas to our learning, the more we're Davik in the Yud Gimel Midas of Hashem's, so to speak, personality, Kav Yochum. That's the Kesher. As always, Zok the Heilig Gemara 9. And, Lamaisa, the way to be Davik, is through the Isis Atayr. Lamaisa, you're Davik through the letters of the Tayr. Sometimes you learn Tayr and you have bad thoughts, Machshava Zaris. He says, those are the Isis that fell. The Isis that aren't where they belong in Shemayim, Hashem, so to speak, took Isis from the Aleph base, from Aleph Atav, and these Isis fell down to earth, and Hashem is asking us to pronounce these Isis and to learn these Isis, and by that way, we'll bring them up, Nasai, Esraish, we'll lift them up to their Shirish, and that way they have a tikkun, because as long as the Isis are down here, they're all mixed up, and it brings the Bilbul Adas. So, before a person is down to learn, the cup is the tumult. He's very nervous, he can be very agitated. The reason why you're agitated is because there are Isis HaTorah that are floating around, detached from the Torah, and they're dying to be attached to the Torah, and thereby being attached to Hashem, and give a person Yishuv Adas. But if a person doesn't, when he learns Torah with this in mind, to give Shevach Vaidah to the Rabbani Shalom, to Male, then you talk, are masakin yourself, and you're masakin all of your machshavas, and he says that these Isis that are broken are called the Isis from the Olam HaShavira. There's a world called Osias HaShavira, the world of Shavira, and this is where why there's Yisurim for a Tzaddik, because the Tzaddik feels the Shavira, he feels the fragmentation, because just like a letter is a fragment, letter means nothing unless it's put together with a word, and the word into a sentence, and a sentence into a paragraph. By learning Torah, we push it, put everything together. Yisurim is when the tzaddik feels that his body is falling apart. What it really means is that Hashem is waking him up, that there are fallen parts of the Torah. And that's why the Velt is to tumult. And when the tzaddik learns Torah and has a chlorkite in Torah, he's mamish putting the building blocks of the world together. He's putting himself back together. And he is bringing everything to life. And again, I don't think there's one parasha with the Menorah that doesn't say these words. Dinim, Einam, Niskanim, and Nemtakim, Ela Bisharashim, Eitz Chaim, Sharyad Gimel. This is, I think, the most oft-repeated statement of the Moranayim, Eina, Dinim, Nemtakim, Ela Bisharashim. You bring the Isis back to the Sharish. And the truth of the matter is that the Tikkun comes, says the Heilig Moranayim, that there is a shar in Shemayim called Ayin. Right? Ayin, nothing. The Shavira, the biggest breakdown is when a person thinks he's something on his own. And the Yisoyed of the Tikkun of getting to the Sharish is that I'm nothing on my own. And that's why the shar is Ayin. The shar Hanun, he says, you know there's 50 Shari Bina, and the 49 are accessible to us. And Memtes is Lashon Mot. Mot means to fall down. The Memtes Shorim is still Mot. Tzadik Mot Lifnei Rasha. State the Pasuk in Mishlei Chafei. Tzadik Mot Lifnei Rasha. The Tzadik falls, he trips, he stumbles, he falls apart in the presence of the Rasha. That's because he hasn't come to the Shar Nun. Memtes is Mot. Shar Nun is Ayin. I'm nothing. As long as you think you're something, you're separated from Hashem. When you realize you're nothing and have no purpose in life except being David Hashem, then your taka come to everything. So truly, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the honor of Mikol Adam, could only achieve his madregis and chokhman and Torah by being taka ayin, by being nobody. Moshe got to the Shar Hanun. Very interesting. In the Memtes Shorim, there's nachiza for dinim, because if I'm separate from Hashem, if I'm something on my own, there's din. when I come to the Shara Nun, which is Ayin, then Taka, I'm above all this. And he says, that's a pshat, im ein ani li mili, im ayin ani li, if I get to the ayin, then I need nothing else. I'm doing everything for the Ratzon Hashem. I'm living in Gassin only to do the Ratzon Hashem. He brings down from his Rebbe, Reb Dov Ber Mezritch, that the Mezritch has said, ein ani los ba'al elam itar kovid roish. You only daven with great seriousness. That means kovid reish means the Rabban Shalom. The Shechin is called the Rabban Shalom. When you daven, you only have one thing in mind: the Hashem, who is, so to speak, having tsar. Kovid means he's heavy with tsar. I want to take the burden off Hashem. Again, you can say this just sounds like words, but it's a merit de gazach. And there's this, we are really missing the point. Most, I mean, myself, here I am at my age, I'm still missing the point. Davening is not a shopping list about me, what I want. Davening is, it's an opportunity for his batlus three times a day. Rabban Shalom, I don't count. I'm here to do one thing in this world. I'm ayin. I'm nothing. And just let me do your ratzon zeh Hashem. I want to glorify you. I want to give you joy. I want to take away your kovid. I want to take away your burden, so to speak. Ain't nothing less bad than let me tell you kovid roish, the kovid hashchina. And tzar levakish rakshi yisukin lamala. And I'm davening for one thing, there should be a tikkun above in Shemayim. That's the ikir. That's the ikir. And that's all I want to do. That's what I'm ain anili mili. And you hear what he says here, you know, he says, the Gemara Naim says in the middle of here, a very personal note. He says, ain chacham kebal nisayim. You've heard that statement. Now that's a Damayim Chazal, from that Keda. Okay, it's Yitzchak. Ain, there's no one as smart as the man of experience. It's not Chazal, it's the Akedah lived in Chais in the 1600s, I think. Akedah Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, what was his last name? Not Lamprunt, Rabbi Yitzchak, I guess, in the Akedah Yitzchak. I think he was in Italy. So he writes, Ein Chochem Kebal Nisayan. So he says, I'm telling you for my Nisayan. Then my life, says the more I am, I've had a lot of pains. Boy, actually. And many times I felt Yisurim Gedoilim, and suddenly they went away. And I don't know what happened. They disappeared. Because I think the reason was because I elevated myself to the Madrega of Ayin. And therefore he says, there's no way that a regular doctor can give a refuah to you, because he cannot give a real full refuah, because Yisurim come from the Olam HaShavira. Yisurim come from this lowly world, the world of mut, shvira, and the doctor is Olam HaShvira. So how can he possibly elevate you where you belong? The only way to get to where you belong is tamim tiyam Hashem alakecha, be in gantum with the Rabban Shalom, have nothing for yourself. I'm living for God, only for the Rabban Shalom, and then we'll have a refuah shleima. The Yisurim only come because why we tzabrachim? Because we are broken off from God. And we're still living for ourselves. If we see ourselves as separate from Hashem, and there's Hashem's needs and my needs, and I make a deal with Rabban Shalom, I make bartering with God. God, I'll do this, you do this for me. If I do this, you'll do this. You do this, I'll do this. And there's God, and there's me, and we are negotiating the art of the deal. So, davening is negotiation. That's what it's all about. I'm broken of God, therefore I have Yisur, my body is broken. And the doctor's not going to help. The only eitz is, I've been garnished. If I'm nothing, then I'm totally with Hashem. So I'm not broken anymore. I'm not broken off from Hashem. So my body's not broken. He says, I'm telling you, it's what worked to me, says the Mor Hanayim. So we have medical advice, profound medical advice from the Mor Hanayim. Don't go to Dr. Sarno. And that's the Shat Nosei Esraish. You elevate your head by bowing your head before Hashem. When you bow before Hashem, you lift your head. When you lower your head, you lift your head. The way to lift your head is by lowering your head to Hashem. Then you lift your head to Ayin. When you make yourself Ayin, then you lift your head up to Hashem. By lowering your head in front of Hashem. This is the Yisoy. This is what the Moran Ayim says. Again, this is Psazel Chehecha Zachen. It's the same as Zelpa Zach again and again. But maybe after learning it for years and years, maybe it'll penetrate. This is the Yisoy. This is the Moran Ayim.
The device was making you forget.
The highest madregas, I'm nothing. The highest madregas, I'm not given garnished.
Yeah, but
not a separate entity from Hashem.
You could make deals with Hashem, but the Gemara said,
yeah, you don't have to make deals. That's exactly the point. You're missing, still missing the point. I'm saying that the Gemara is saying that's all. That's the low. That the Marinayim has just lifted us to the highest level. That's low level stuff. We're holding above that now. The Marinayim wants to lift our sights really to a whole different madrega. We're missing the whole point. I need nothing. Ichtav gonish. I think it was summed up by the Stolner Rebbe who said the emes of Avitachon, vil gonish and daf gonish. That's what ayin means. I'm nothing. I don't need anything. I really have no needs. When I daven, I just want to do the rest of Hashem. That's what every Shmoneh Esrei is. You might say Rifeinu, I mean Hashem, it's all for you. Cure me, whatever you want, Hashem. It doesn't make a difference to me. It doesn't make a difference. It's all about you. Achvil gonish, achdav gonish. It's very high. But it's good to know. It's good to know because Amol, it can sneak into your mind sometime. If you say it again and again, I think it's time to make a liberation by me. I think I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you the fact is I feel that slowly it's getting to me. Slowly getting to me. So the Kedushas Levi had to get parasha. Vazak the Jews Levi. He says Kaisavarchu, had to get parasha at Birkas Gahanim. He says, Vaita. He says, people do mitzvahs by giving tzedakah, every achmas daniyim, so that God should do favors for them. Again, it's a barter system. Kedushas Levi. And he says, it works, because it says a pasuk, Hashem tzilcha yad minecha. Hashem is a shadow on your right hand. Whatever you do, Hashem does. So he says, that's the pshat, Brikas Gahanim, Kais of Archu. You're a Kain? Kais of Archu. Kai means thus. What does Kai mean thus? It means thus. The way your hands are, that's how Hashem will bless you. Because he says, you know, that when a person is, when a person wants to get something, so they put their palms up and their back of the hand is down. When a person wants to give, it's palms down and the back of the hand is up. So when a person is davening for himself, he's called a makabel. When a person wants a makabel, the back of the hand is towards the earth and the palm of the hand is upwards. When a person, however, wants to daven to give Hashem tainug, then he's called a mashpia, not a makabel. And he's talking mashpia under bajim kaviyachol. And when you're mashpia, so the back of your hand is when you're mashpia, it's your back is so to speak, the palm is down. The palm is down, the back is up, because I'm giving. So the back is up, facing Shemayim, and the palm is down. So when they're kind of bench, they're also benching, they don't have the hands like this, they have the hands like this, because the mashpia, and the back of the hand is to Shemayim, and the palms are downward, because they're being Meshpiyah, and that's Kosavarchu. Ko. The brach will be there, shall be like you're doing. The Gaanim are making themselves into Meshpiyah. The Gaanim are making themselves into givers, so Hashem will surely give them and give the Klai Israel through their hands, because their hands are in giving mode. That's the, what does he want to say? The hands, the position of the hands of the Gaanim are in the mode of giving. That's Koi. Savarachu. This way, the way you're holding your hands, that's where bracha comes, because you're being mashpia. As I talked to the Jews Levi in Parshas Nasa. But I want to share with you some Kedushas Levi's in the Likutim of Kedushas Levi. And he has a few very, very beautiful things in these Parshas. And Mamash Meredek Azachim. Four things I'm going to share with you. Four things that are in the third chelik here of the Kutim of Kedushas Levi. Number one, we're still holding in this week's parasha, we're counting the Leviim. Last week's parasha, we're counting Klal Yisrael. Parasha of Midbar is counting Klal Yisrael. This week's parasha, we're counting the Leviim and the individual mishpachas. In last week's parasha of Midbar, it says, Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe vayifkedein b'midbar Sinai. So the Kedush Levi asks, it should say just the opposite. It should say vayifkedein b'midbar Sinai kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. The Torah is speaking about the counting of the Israel. It should say that vayifkedein b'midbar Sinai, they counted them in Bar Sinai. You know how? Like Hashem commanded them. That's not what it says. In Perek Aleph Loch Pasuk Yutes in Bamidbar it says kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. That's very odd. It's a very awkward sentence structure. So he says, he says, you know, that the neshamas of every yid are in the Torah HaKadosha. The neshama of every yid is attached to a letter of the Torah. So there's two ways to count Klai Yisrael. Just count Klai Yisrael. The people, the flesh and blood, one by one. Or you can count the letters in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the awesome thing of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't count the Yidden. He counted the letters in the Torah, and he identified every Yid where his letter is. And by counting the letters, he ended the number of Yidden in the Torah. Now the Velt says, Yeshi Shemribois is La Torah, which he brings down here. Of course, it's not really, we know it's not really 600,000 letters in the Torah, there really are 304,805. Not 600,000, it's mamish half, 304,805. But, so that's the famous kasha of the Yeshua and the Chidah. The answer essentially is that the letters are broken down. So an aleph is a vav and two yudin. There are 600,000 basic neshamas and klai Yisrael. And the letters, even though it's only 304,805, they are broken down. Also, some say that the cloth around the letters counts, but if one is standing at a count, you can find 600,000 letters. I like the first answer much, lot better. Many letters are broken down. A yud is only a yud, and a vav is only a vav. But obviously, other letters, a hey can be a dalet and a yud, obviously. So many letters can be, a kuf can be a resh and a dalet and a nun sofis. I mean, many letters can be broken down, for sure. So, the kids are the 600,000 letters. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Pshat. Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. When Hashem commanded Moshe to learn Torah, that's how the Yifkedeim Midbar Sinai. The Torah Tziva on the Moshe. The Torah that Hashem commanded Moshe to learn, that's how he counted Bnei Yisrael. Don't think he counted the Jews directly. This was a Nosa Yisraish Bnei Yisrael counting. This was a Hecher counting. He went to the Sharish Neshama. The Sharish Neshama of every year is in the letter in the Torah. That's how he counted Bnei Yisrael. Wow. Merdi Gavar, do you hear? When he counted them, he's really learning Torah. And he identified the neshama of every yid in the Torah and counted them through the letters of the Torah, which is the charge of the neshama. Very good word. One. Then here, in the Kutim Vayter, brings down the Vort. It's not his Vort. The Vort is the Roy Lemi Shomro. He brings a Vort from the Rebbe of Shmelka of Nicholsburg. This is mamish, this is a chap. This is not his, this is from the Shmelka. Shmelka died long before him. Shmelka died long before the Kedush Levi died. He died in 52. I think he died sometime in the late 1700s, or the Kedush Levi died in the 1800s. The kids of Rebbe of Shmelka said, the famous Gemara, Alme of Doretz, Gemara in the Dorim, says that they asked this question all around, to the Malachim, to everybody, Neviim, Chachamim, how come the land was destroyed? What was the answer? What does the Gemara say? In the Dorm Pei Aleph, Al Shalai Bircha B'Tarah Tchila. Al Me'av Doretz, Al Shalai Bircha B'Tarah Tchila. They didn't make a bracha on the Torah first. It's a very strange Gemara. What does that mean, they make a bracha first? So the Rebbe of Shmelka says, a part of Shat the Ran brings down from the Ben Yonah, that means that Torah wasn't the most chashuv thing by them. But they made a bracha. Of course they made a bracha of Torah, but it wasn't foremost in their mind. Torah was not the most important thing. When they praised themselves, they didn't praise themselves. They didn't call themselves rabbi, doctor. They called themselves doctor, rabbi. And the main thing they praised themselves was their money, their intellect, their accomplishments, their military prowess. Torah was secondary. That wasn't the most chashuv thing by them. Okay. They looked at himself with a chap, with a pilpul. Famous kasha, the Rashi asks, the Russian brachas, Parakama asks, the chayra, a man makes a bracha in the morning, brings a Torah. And he probably goes to work all day. He works for 10 hours, doesn't crack a sefer. He's busy working 10 hours. So the chayra, just like if a person makes a bracha on his tzitzis and takes him off for 10 hours, he puts him on later on, he's making a new bracha on the tzitzis. Take a bracha on your tefillin, you take it off, you mesiach das, you take a new bracha. So by Torah, Talmud Torah, you should make a new bracha at night. When you come to the shir tonight, you should make a new bracha. You didn't crack a sefer for 14 hours. So, you should make a new bracha. Good question, Gedalia. So the Rosh gives a famous answer. That since Yidna Mitzvah to learn, so Yidna Mitzvah to learn Torah. So therefore, Yid, even when he's not learning, is in a rush to get back to learning. So therefore, he never really is Mesir Das from the bracha. A Yid never takes his mind away from the bracha entirely. A Yid never is totally oblivious to the bracha. He's still thinking about the bracha. That's the famous rush. So therefore, he can make a bracha in the morning, not learn for 20 hours, for 10 hours, and you still just get right back to learning. And you don't make a new bracha, because the old bracha is still there. You never totally forget about learning, because you're mitzvah to learn. Zokt Bevim Shnub Shmelke, that the Yidden in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they stopped learning, they stopped entirely. They knew that when they were doing business, they were out of learning. They knew that when they're going shopping, they're out of learning. They knew when they're going swimming, they're out of learning. So therefore, every time they got back to learning again, they made a new bracha. So that's right. They didn't make just one bracha in the beginning of the day. They made brachas again and again and again. And that's the antithesis of what Hashem had in mind. Hashem had in mind that a yid should have his mind on Torah the whole day. But even when he's not learning, he's thinking about learning. When he's not learning, he can't wait to get back to learning. That's a good bit of pshat. That's why one brachas is always good enough for the whole day. That's the right way. But they lavichu Torah tchila. They mamish did not make. They said, we're learning, and when we're working, we're out of it. When we're having fun, we're having fun. And we're eating, and we're not doing anything else. And we're in the schwitz. And we're shopping. And we're learning Torah. That's a shock. That I'll never learn. So coming out of the earth, when they worked the earth, when they were farming, there was no kedusha in the earth. There was no kedusha in their plows, in their animals, in their plants, in anything. They had to make new bracha again and again. That's the pshat l'abichu v'tar tchila. Gaval to go. Here is a new. I never heard this pshat before. From the Rebbe Shmelke, it's quoted here by the Kedushas Levi. And two more things. Maybe just say one more thing. The best, the Baal Shem, it brings down from the Baal Shem Tov. Havizor b'gachaltan. You have to get the three chelik. Havizor b'gachaltan. Shalei tichve. Pirkei Avos. Send the Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Be careful with the coal. With the coal of a Talmud Chacham. Don't mess with a Talmud Chacham. If you mess with a Talmud Chacham, you might become a mess. Don't start with a Talmud Chacham. Very dangerous. It's true. If you start with a Talmud Chacham, be careful with their coal, because they might burn you. Because the words of the Talmud Chacham are gachli yesh. The words of the Talmud Chacham are fiery coals. Coal man. So, Talmud Chacham. So he says, what are we talking over here? He says, Stam Gacholim, what's shot that their words are Gachli Eish? Stam Gacholim are Gacholim Omamos. Omamos means that they're very subdued. Most coals, about coal, the fire's inside. You really don't see it. And so what does it mean? He's supposed to care for the gachelas. So he says the pshat is the reason why a Talmud Chacham is compared to a gachelas, a coal, because it happens that often happens the famim again and again at intervals that tzadik gomer can fall from his madrega and he serves Hashem b'katnas. Which means to say he's not davening with a big kavana. He's even going bottle. He's not learning as much as he should. It happens that a tzaddik falls. Hashem has reason for that. The Moreh Na'im says the reason why a tzaddik falls is so that he should have a relationship with the lower neshamas that also fall much lower and bring them up. So when a tzaddik is not davening so good, one day, tzaddik is like bottling. He says he has a big batala. Shouldn't feel so bad. He is the shliach of Hashem to be like a bait. To pick up lost, fallen neshamas. And Memeil the Tzadik will do a tikkun for those neshamas, and he himself will have an aliyah. Because he'll jump back much higher. So therefore, if a person sees a tzaddik who looks like he, on a low madrega, his davening, yeah, this is a shvacha davening, it looks like his learning is a shvacha learning, as if the tzaddik is not beseder. So, and he looks like he's battling the tzaddik. Don't make fun of him. Don't make fun of the tzaddik who's not in his Johar Madrega right now. Because it's only a temporary thing. Because this tzaddik will wake up from his sleep over here, and he's going to come back and learn with a knack. He's going to down with a knack, do mitzvahs with a knack, and all of the dvarim b'talim he said till now, and all the things he didn't do right till now, they're going to mamish come up to a high madrega. It'll be like a fire. So therefore, he's saying he zorbeg a chaltan when it says in Prikyavas, be careful with the coal of the coal of the Talmud Chacham. He's talking of the coal which looks black on the outside. Looks cold. Have a little break. He's not a recess. He's not, because the Talmud is not always, wow, shh, fire and brimstone. He's not red hot lava. It looks black sometimes. It looks dead. Looks black. Looks not fiery. Burnt out. No, that's just temporary. There's reasons. But when he's going to come back and have a hey boof, the fire, the flame is going to come shooting out of the gachelas. And then if you made fun of him and you disparaged him, and you said bad things about him, as we said, there's a Talmud Chacham, then, watch out, the flame is going to jump out at you and burn you and be in big trouble. So that's why he's Zorbe Gachalton, Ratzalemer, Afilu B'Shoshan Nafim Adrigasim. He's just a Gachelis Amimais. He's like a cold coal. And it looks like he's saying, Vetlach, at Tans Bachasna, Zor, he's singing and schmoozing at the table. Etching l'chayim doesn't look as though he Talmud Chacham dick over here, and if some spiel the room a bissel, watch out! Don't learn from this, because everything, even the dvarim b'talim of the Talmud Chacham, is really a gachli eish, a fire that can come out of it. And it's just he's temporarily on this low level; he's building up momentum to jump up. And like the Mor Hanayim says, a Talmud Chacham sometimes looks like he's falling, so he should lift up the lower neshamas. The shamas and the fulais is going to come back. That's Rav Yizar b'Gachalton. Watch out. This is what he quotes essentially. This is the vort of the Kedushas Levi. Now, one last thing then. I was going to stop here, but just came. I can't let you miss the thing. Just a little bit spät, but I have to give you something for your effort. So he says, Shatzazazoi. One last thing. Gemara in Ervin. Famous Gemara in Ervin. Daf Yud Gimel. Shtei shanim mefta nechlu kabei sham veis hila. Binyan toiv shalei nivra. For 2.5 years, there was a machlokes veis hila and veis shamai, whether it's better to be born or not, better to be created or not. Nimnu v'gomer, they finally had a vote, and they decided, mutav shalei nivra, mish nivra. Better a person should not be created than be created. The achshav shalei nivra, yifashi shemaisav. It's better not to be created, but now that you're created, you should be in fast race. You should look into your deeds very carefully. Make sure they're good. Says the Kedushas Levi that the Pshat is Azoi. What does it mean? The question is, why is Pshat Achshav Shenivra Yifash Vaisav? She's saying, Nivna V'gamra Mutav Shalai Nivra Umisha Nivra Yifash Vaisav. What's Achshav Shenivra? Now, the Nivra. Look to the Pshat is Azoi. Because the sight of Avodah Hashem is call on the Shama Talka, that I'll call Nishim and Nishim you have to give Sheva to the Baruch Shalom, because every breath we take, we talk a taking from the Baruch Shalom. Vayipa piyap of Nishmas Chayim, the Baruch Shalom breathes the breath of life into our nostrils. It's every breath. Every breath is a new gift from the Baruch Shalom. But the connection of the Kedushas Levi is that every breath is a new birth. Breath is birth. Every breath we take, I'll call Nishim and Nishima. It's like the Rebbe Hashem, the breath goes out, we're dead. Hashem breathes a new breath in us, we're revived, and we're resuscitated, and it's a Tchias HaMesim. You and I are undergoing a Tchias HaMesim, kol rega v'rega. We're a new person. New person. And every, he says, a shrek l'chazach, every breath we give out, take in a breath, a tchias amesim. Give out a breath, that air Where does it go? It belongs to Rav Ashna. He breathed it into me a second ago. It's going back. It goes up to analysis. There's a big laboratory in Shemayim, and they make a chemical analysis on the breath to say, what did this yid do with every breath? I mean, Shemayim, they're judging for every breath that you took, then when you give it back out, what did you do in this second? Did you do Ratzon Hashem in this second or not? There's a din v'cheshbon every second and every breath. Did you enrich it or did you not enrich it? You had. Now, maybe you can refresh my memory. When we breathe in, how does it work? There's what, 80% oxygen and 90% nitrogen or carbon, I guess.
Carbon monoxide.
What? Carbon?
Oxide.
Monoxide?
Oxide.
Dioxide?
Dioxide.
So when you breathe, you're having what?
Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Dioxide.
And you breathe out, you're sort of polluting it. It's not so good, the oxygen anymore.
CO2.
So you have you.
Trees.
And they bring out pure oxygen. It's a great cycle. Evolution really works very well. Boy, evolution is such a brilliant cheshbon over here. We breathe out the carbon dioxide and the breeze. Boy, I'll tell you, evolution, you're the best. So the kids zogt the Kedush Levi that every breath is a new brie of a mensch. We should not take ourselves for granted. And every breath that we breathe out, which has sort of been tainted with carbon dioxide, the Rebbe Ashna takes it to Jeremiah, he analyzes it. And what's Ligda? What the person, he says, Shevach Vaida, Git Gedavin, Shtaf Sanefesh, he said, Chedushim, Yait L'Shem Shemayim. Every breath is the Nivechashim, not if you die right now. In the dioxide, you die a little bit with the dioxide. You took a good, nice breath of oxygen, and you polluted it with carbon dioxide. You have to give a cheshbon on that. That's why he's up there. And that's the pshat. Toiv mutzav lo nishloi nivra mish nivra. It's better not to be nivra because it's very rough. The din v'cheshbon is very tough. But achshav shen nivra yifashav ma'isav. But now means every second, achshav. And the achshav, if you're nivra right now, be mefashish in your ma'isim in this breath, in this achshav. This second, that you're having this second, that's shen trachten. What do they accomplish this second? What is the Rebbe Ashna going to find when he's mefashvesh in this breath? Is he going to find it was improved or it was contaminated? What do they do with the breath? The Rebbe Ashna vayipach v'avdin shoschaim achshav. Now, what do they do? Is it enriched or has it been corrupted? Achshav mayofen nami devi chazal b'teves achshav ki b'chol ei serega. Hashem is akenu in the achshav without mafashis and mafaisav. What did I do with the achshav? You heard? In the achshav emesai. As a shein of art, they the kedushas lady. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here, and okay, we'll see you next week. Bez Hashem Yisbarach for the next installment.